to get our first update on our local news this morning. And with that, here's Sharon Allseth with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone. Political campaigns start heating up after the Labor Day holiday. And in Indianapolis, we have the mayor's race to look forward to. Indianapolis Star columnist Matt Tully calls incumbent Republican Greg Ballard and Democratic challenger Melina Kennedy pretty good candidates who have so far been running quiet campaigns.
I think there are major issues facing the city, and I just don't think either candidate is really talking about them. I don't think they're offering big visions for the next 4 years, big ideas. I think both are playing very cautious.
Tully was a guest on WFYI Radio's No Limits show. Coming up this Thursday, a 9/11 anniversary show with the head of Indiana Homeland Security and the commander of Indiana Task Force 1 that was sent to New York. Several Crane Naval Base employees will speak Thursday at a 9/11 10th anniversary ceremony. Nearly two dozen employees at the base were meeting in the Pentagon on September 11, 2001. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Dalton Main reports.
Business manager Doris Richardson recalls feeling the building shake, but she had no idea a plane had hit the Pentagon right below where the group of Crane employees was meeting in a conference room.
The room number was 5E490, and the room number tells you where it's located, which is the fifth floor, the E-ring or outside ring.
IT specialist Henry Suniga says the group didn't realize how close they were to the impact until they had made it out.
And by the time we got probably about 100 yards away from the Pentagon, that conference room had collapsed. We didn't really know how much danger we actually was in until we were already out.
Crane's 9/11 10th anniversary memorial is Thursday, September 8th at 10:15 a.m. It will include music, a wreath laying, and remarks from some of the Crane personnel who were in that conference room. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Dalton Main in Bloomington.
The city of Indianapolis is starting to take bids for development of the Keystone Towers site. So-called offering packets can be picked up beginning today at the Metropolitan Development Department at the City-County Building. The minimum offering price is $600,000 for development. Keystone Towers were imploded last week at 45th and Binford, leaving behind a six-acre site. Federal bribery and extortion trial of former police major and City-County Councilman Lincoln Plowman is scheduled to start today. Plowman accused of working with an undercover FBI agent to develop a downtown strip club, soliciting $5,000 in cash and a campaign contribution. A Morgan County judge will determine if an 11-year-old boy is guilty of murder and reckless homicide in the shooting death of his 6-year-old brother. Evidence, including a videotaped statement the boy gave police, will be heard today in court in Martinsville. The boy is being tried as a juvenile, but he still could face several years in detention if he's convicted. He's charged in the June 30th shooting death of Andrew Fry. The boy's mother is charged with neglect for leaving the gun where the children had access to it. And two children died. Three others suffered serious head injuries after an SUV struck a pony cart in northern Indiana. The accident happened Monday in Elkhart County, where police say the cart pulled into the path of the SUV. The victims are all members of the same family. WFYI weather, another cool one today, mostly cloudy with a high of 70. Tonight, a slight chance of rain, low 53. Tomorrow and Thursday, cloudy with rain likely, high 67. And Friday through Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Right now, it's mostly cloudy, 52 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It's 6:34 now in sports. A lot of discussion about Peyton Manning and the Colts. Over the weekend, the Colts say Manning is doubtful now for Sunday's.